Today on Rockin' the Suburbs,
we hear from Dog Walker to the Stars, Echo Park Jimmy,
who talks about DJ Shadow.
Why are you whispering, Jim?
I don't want a certain someone to hear his name and come running down here while we're recording.
Oh, you mean Shadow, the dog.
Patrick, no! Okay, it's Friday, and we have a special Friday planned for the listeners. Mm-hmm. We get a visit via phone messages from our friend out on the West Coast, Echo Park Jimmy.
Yep.
You may have heard him before. He's, and there comes Shadow.
Yes.
He is Dog Walker to the Stars.
That's right.
And so, you know, we have a dog here who requires regular walking.
And we'll see how good he is if he can walk Shadow.
Yeah.
It's easier said than done.
I think he can do it. He's a pro. He can handle it.
True.
But, amateurs cannot.
Right.
No. Most people cannot.
Two Shadows, if you had to.
There you go. Okay, so this is Rockin' the Suburbs. I'm Jim Lenahan.
I'm Patrick Foster.
Over there on the floor chewing on a bone is the famous Shadow. Before we get started with this phone call, let's just mention that we have a live event coming up.
Yes, we do.
It's getting very exciting. There's a lot of planning happening behind the scenes. It's mm-hmm. going to be really cool.
Yep.
It's Wednesday, March 4th at Jam and Java in Vienna, Virginia. We're going to do a live show where we're going to talk about The Who, and we're going to count down the best songs or favorite songs that are compiled from our listener poll, right?
That's right. I'm very excited. I've been doing a lot of content marketing, and it's fun because I get to listen to The Who and learn all about them and refresh my memory. So I'm really excited. Man, it's hard to pick 10 favorite Who songs, though. It is really hard.
It is hard.
Oh, and my goodness.
That's also the name of a record.
Yes.
It's hard. Yeah. So there you go. The thing is, I've always been a Who fan, but now that I'm in the middle of this project, I'm becoming like a crazed Who fan.
Yeah,
you know what I mean?
I know it's
like, oh, like, yes, I know they're good, but they're really good.
Yeah,
like,
they're this good.
Yes, it's amazing. And yeah, the different eras, the way they evolve their sound, I think is just fascinating.
Yeah.
There's a lot we're going to dive into there at the live show.
It's going to be a lot of fun.
And people who come out will get a chance to be on the show too.
Yep.
So you'll get a chance to talk about your favorite Who song as well. So there's going to be some prizes and some other fun things. So if you're in the DC area, come out to Jam and Java March 4th. Doors are at 6. The show is at 7:30. You can find tickets at jamandjava.com or suburbspod.com.
That's
right.
Right.
All right. Let's do that. Okay. Let's move on to this call. For people who are new to this segment, Echo Park Jimmy calls in. He gets cut off after like 3 minutes on the voicemail, and then he just keeps calling, and we sort of stitch them all together. And here we go.
This is a Echo Park Jimmy investment tip from Big Boy from the band Outkast. Yeah, the best investment is always real estate or land. They're not going to be making no more land. The earth is what the earth is. So once you buy it, it's yours. Once you pick your best of 2019, that's it. So I had to wait. Listen to a few calls. This is a fanboy call. The Suburban Party Line, 612-440-1984. That's how you leave it. I just wanted to be sure. I'm like Miles in Risky Business. I get a tape. I don't have to pay. I get a tape, but I do want to say that the calls this year, it's basically my top 10, top 20, all the calls coming in. Probably my favorite so far, The Coop, Adam Cooper. Of course, The Rockin' Tours, Cage the Elephant. That's exactly right. And then runners up like Mark Neath nailed it with Angel Olsen. The Who with a strong comeback. John Off talking about Gary Clark Jr., This Land. I love that track. It kind of reminded me, there's a few albums that came out this year that are just really, really speak to the soul of the country. But Brittany Howard, her album is about, I think, her sister or somebody in her family. But one that just really blew me away that not a lot of people talked about, but it was Raphael Sadiq, Jimmy Lee. It's about his losing his drug-addicted brother like 20 or 30 years ago. He kind of finally wrote some really just amazing songs. But I just wanted to clear up a few things about a few of the calls. Sam Lisker talking about Chaim. Oh, his brother Josh nailed it. That Tyler, the Creator album, Igor, is going to end up being a legendary album. But the Chaim, Sam's absolutely right. That video was shot, a lot of the videos all shot around Echo Park and Silver Lake, and they're shot by Paul Thomas Anderson, who also shoots a lot of stuff with Tom and Johnny from Radiohead. So look up those videos of Radiohead. But I loved that Bobby Padovic mentioned Tool. And I love how he kept saying, it's a playlist buster. Like, you can't just like, I'm going to play this 11-minute Tool song. It just doesn't work. But you should do a Tool week. But you already did a Rush week. And we know how that turned out. Rest in power, Neil Peart. I love how Rockin' the Suburbs fan club has so many mics. Mike Wagner, who I will be collaborating with, I believe, on either a listener feedback, you know, listener mail, like a mailbag kind of thing, or at the movies, one of those two tracks. We'll come up with that in the early part of this year. I loved Mike Coley's episode on 1984. That just like cracked open just everybody's head, I bet. But another year that is exactly like that is 83. So 1983, you could really mine some good stuff out of that year. But the other Mike Snyder, picked my favorite album, which isn't a surprise, Vampire Weekend. But there's so many wonders on that album, not the least of which is the amazing background vocals of the Chaim sisters, especially Danielle Chaim. But there's a lot of stuff that you won't find on other stuff. But since I already have kind of like, my albums are obvious, I just wanted to highlight a couple of really quick songs of the year. One you can't play, Don't Blow It, Cage, from Tenacious D. It's very R-rated. But it's about, they were invited to jam with Jack White and record a song at Third Man Records. So the song is literally about, like, he's saying to his bandmate, don't blow it. Got to write the best song ever. And it's like, you have to hear it. It's a hilarious song, but it's very catchy. Don't blow it, Gage. Very catchy. And then my probably single of the year, I remember back when Patrick was like, I've never heard that song, Portugal the Man. Feel It Still. 10, 20, 30, 40, 50 years ago, there's always a song that everybody knows, everybody hears. That doesn't happen anymore. But my song in that category, it's Rocket Fuel by DJ Shadow featuring De La Soul. Like, it's got, it just washes over you. It's catchy, but it's intricate. It's got like 5 decades of like hit music just injected into it with scratches, and it's my single of the year. And it has these tusk horns, you know, Fleetwood Mac's, like, USC marching band tusk horns. They build in the song to this crescendo that just, like, so that would be my single of the year, Rocket Fuel by DJ Shadow. And the background vocals, side note, in Weird Al, it's later in the song. Nobody's walking, walking, walking. You're right, it's shouty. But stay with me. Craig Rosen and can you honestly tell me that you forgot the magnetism of Dave Matthews, or the charisma of Boyd Tinsley? The kid stuff? How about the tunes? And I come into you like a boy's dream. Hack up your skirt a little more and show the world to me. He wakes up in the morning, does his teeth bite to eat, and he's rolling, playing under the table and dreaming. The space between is the laughter that keeps us coming back. Yeah, that doesn't quite work for the Dave Matthews Band. It works for Cheap Trick only. Yeah, I'm pretty angry. I forgot. Some episode, I love that Barrett Reese, but you and Jim were trashing some of the greatest music ever recorded, man. I mean, you know, I don't want to get off on a rant here, but it was like the Chili Peppers. We've been over this. They're good still. REM, I'm sick of everybody saying that those are their early albums. REM's, like, they don't like their best songs. Just because a song is popular, you can't, it's not like Soul Asylum. That was not a good hit song. But the REM's hit songs were good. That one with the girl from the B-52s, that is a good song. I don't know what you guys are talking about on that. Cheap Trick, they needed a hit or they were going to go out of business. They're good live. They might have had some bad patches in the 90s without Bunny Carlos. But when Bunny Carlos is in the band, they're good. And they just had that Flame song, just that one album, just that one song, just to have a hit. And it was a hit because the American listening public are deaf. And I don't know why you're picking on the Simple Minds. I don't know, you're picking on the Smithereens. Some people have a couple albums in them. What do you expect from these people? Oh, I don't know what to say to you. But the best news that I heard this year so far is that John Frusciante is back in the Red Hot Chili Peppers. So I'm going to join the Patreon and make you do a Tool week and a Red Hot Chili Peppers week. And you'll just have to deal with it. Don't blow it, EPJ. Don't blow it, EPJ. Eat, drink, and be merry for tomorrow and I. Because we're tripping Billy's. Dragons We Smoke? I know. I'm just giving the Dave and the Matthews and the band a hard time. But they were flirting with putting them in the Rock Hall of Fame? I think they're putting T-Rex in there, aren't they? The choices. But the one that just really grated me was Whitney Houston and not Pat Benatar. Pat Benatar didn't get a lot of love on the Rock in the Suburbs Reddit page, but she's got a rock voice. She rocks out. They play her incessantly. It's like, what's the best music of ever is different than what's your favorite music ever? Everybody's got favorites, but there's certain Cheap Trick, Heart, you know. It's just ridiculous how people wouldn't put Pat Benatar in there. That's the Rock Hall of Fame. Not Whitney Houston? Because she sang the national anthem in a boy's dream? I did want to just say, if you are trying to decide between Elbow, Foles, and Doves, Foles put out two CD, do they still call them CD? Two CDs in 2019. So I would explore that. And some people mention the band Feet, F-E-E-T. They have this wonderful song, English Weather. And that's it for my random thoughts. I just want it to work out for all of you in this Rock in the Suburbs universe. And also, if you remember the band X, they snuck out a single, Delta 88. It sounds like it's from 1980, which I know hardcore listeners of Rock in the Suburbs, they have talked about X, but not enough. Too much Americana, not enough hardcore. That's how I'd sum it up. Have you ever heard of the Velvet Starlings? No, but my last note is just I had Captain Doug Farrell. We got to mine his playlist because he was right on top of Amel and the Sniffers. The only other person on top of that was Rodney on the Rock. Rodney on the Rock. And the Screaming Rebel Angels. That woman is a force of nature. So it's just amazing calls for the best of 2019. You could do it all of February, I'm telling you. We could all eat, drink, and be merry. But yes, my last shout out is to Bud Verge. I love him on the socials. Craig Rosen. Hey, Echo Park Jimmy checking in. I had to go take a walk and clear my head, and I realized, like usual, I left out the most important stuff. But it's Craig Rosen and Bud Verge, who you should follow on the socials. They have the most music-related posts I've ever seen. Good anniversary stuff, just really good stuff. And I love Bud's episode where he went to the UK. I love all the on-the-road episodes of Rock in the Suburbs. And I kind of left you naked on some of the songs of the year. But the Raphael Sadiq album, the really political songs that I think the Rock in the Suburbs crew would like are The World is Drunk. This is from Jimmy Lee by Raphael Sadiq. The World is Drunk. This World is Drunk. And The People Are Mad. And then the album closer is a masterpiece. It's called Riker's Island. Orange Is the New Black. Black is the same, same black. But there's a song, Riker's Island, which is amazing. And then after that, a Riker's Island redux that kind of just like a stream of consciousness rant about the world today. So I can't recommend that Raphael Sadiq album enough. And of course, the Brittany Howard album. Mm-mm. Listen to me now and believe me later. Any of you out there call me Jimmy, I'll kill you. It's Echo Park Jimmy. Hey, the what I was getting at with Raphael Sadiq is I think he was in like Tony or some group that you'd never even listen to. But this is very classic soul. And it's very, very gospel tinge. So the songs I was pointing out are the more traditional songs that sound really juicy. And the gospel got me thinking is of Overlook albums of 2019. I don't know if they're favorite or best, but you can't deny the total pivot that Kanye West did with Jesus is King. And it came out late 2019, and I haven't given it a lot of time, but it's very well crafted. Don't get down on it just because it's Christian. And then on Christmas Day, the Sunday Service Choir 90-minute album came out, and he uses this gospel choir that's just, it's one of the best recorded choirs I've ever heard. If you listen to it on headphones, it's amazing. So on the Jesus is King front, I would recommend Closed on Sunday because it's about Chick-fil-A. And then my favorite track is Use This Gospel featuring Clips. And like I said, oh, that song also has Kenny G. And Kenny G has never sounded better, probably. I don't want to get to that. I mean, maybe somebody out there knows Kenny G. But then the other thing is kind of directed towards Patrick, because there's probably a book about this or a movie. Harry Nilsson, I didn't know his story, but an album came out in 2019 called Lost and Found. And I guess, spoiler alert, John Lennon broke his voice. They were trying to scream all crazy one night, and he broke Harry Nilsson's high range. And then, since John Lennon was one of his best friends, when he got killed in 1980, it basically broke Harry Nilsson as a person. I'm sorry. Anyway, so he did do one more album. His friends, like Van Dyke Parks, tried to get him out of the doldrums, and he finally did some songs in the early 90s. And they finally got it all, you know, all the musicians back together, and they released this album of his tunes in 2019. So I bet Rockin' the Suburbs listeners know more about this guy. I just know his big hits. Let me tell you about my best friend. But he can't do that high range. I can't live when living with it.
All right, and that's it.
That is it.
There you
okay.
go.
I was really just down a Harry Nilsson rabbit hole looking for a book.
Okay.
Because there is one called Nilsson, The Life of a Singer-Songwriter from 2015 by Alan Shipton.
All right, so check that out.
I got it on my wish list.
It sounds like there's a good story there.
Yeah.
So
It really does.
That would be something. Okay. Mm-hmm. Let's just, there were a couple of things I wanted to play real quick.
Okay.
I want to start with this DJ Shadow. I'm not familiar with this song, and you were nodding enthusiastically. You know this song?
I don't know this song, but I do know DJ Shadow.
Okay. Of course, we like the name.
Yeah.
This song is called Rocket Fuel, and it features De La Soul.
Sweet.
Ladies and gentlemen, are you ready?
Pretty hot.
That's really, really good. I like that a lot. I love that EPJ mentioned DJ Shadow, because a long time ago, and I was trying to find the actual article, it may not be archived, I can't remember what year I wrote it, but I wrote a review of DJ Shadow's live performance in DC about, I don't know, 2 weeks later. I get a postcard. It was sent to the post and then forwarded to my home address from his mom, thanking me for writing a nice review. Apparently she really followed his career and you know, always thanked people that wrote nice things about him. So that was kind of fun.
That's a great story.
Isn't that hilarious?
You know,
I gotta go look for that card. I still have it somewhere in my archive.
Moms or something.
Thanks, DJ Shadow's mom.
That's very cool. Also, I love De La Soul, and I've been watching this documentary series on Netflix called Hip Hop Evolution, and there's a episode that gets into that period with De La Soul and like Boogie Down Productions and all that kind of stuff, and it's really fascinating, because, you know, everybody knows hip hop originated in New York, but then at that period of time it shifted to the West Coast, and the gangster rap really, you know, became the hot, you know, trend in hip hop. And then in New York, it just went in like this totally different direction, right?
Interesting.
That kind of trip hop and the jazz stuff. And De La Soul, like I said, Boogie Down Productions. You had a Tribe Called Quest.
Yep.
You know, it's all that kind of stuff, right?
Totally. Yeah. And Diggable Planets was another one.
That's the other one I was trying to think of.
It worked in a lot of jazz samples and all that kind of stuff. Yeah.
It's really fascinating how the
really is.
These scenes cool just kind of went in different, you know, totally different directions. And then, of course, then you had like Nas and Notorious B.I.G. and stuff like that that kind of like brought it all, you know, kind of back for New York in a dip, you know, and that and hit those popular trends. But anyway,
totally.
Okay, so was there anything else you wanted to hear from
The only thing, I mean, I definitely think we should play out with some of that Rafael Sadiq.
Yes,
for sure.
I'm
very curious about that. And I was looking here. He wasn't Tony.
Yes.
So, EPJ was right about that.
I've been following his solo career since he put out his first record, which was like 08 or something like that.
Okay, cool.
Yeah, he's great.
I'd love to hear some
very
of that.
Very cool.
Because I'm not familiar with it. And I will also say really quickly, I'm really excited about the Mike Wagner EPJ collaborations. That's going to be cool.
I
don't know. It's the first I've heard, but apparently they're collaborating on something.
Yeah, I don't know.
Yeah, I'm excited about that.
It is funny. I didn't realize we had so many mics. We have many mics.
Yeah. That's right.
Wagner, Coley, and Snyder, at least. Yeah. There might be more.
There might be more out there somewhere. Probably forgetting somebody.
So we're big in Grand Rapids, and we're big with guys named Mike.
That's all you need to tell the big advertiser. So
tell the exactly. Tell the marketing people that, right?
We have a very specific demographic for you.
That's right. So, all right. We had to put the dog outside because he was just getting too crazy.
He was getting a little rambunctious. And that's saying something for Shadow.
We had a discussion yesterday, my wife and I, about how the dog's goal is just to destroy the house.
That's right.
It's, you know, and it's just happening. So
you guys might want to just go ahead and so you get a little satisfaction out of it and just bust the furniture yourselves before he gets a chance to slowly ruin it.
Yeah. I also like we got an email from a listener, a new listener, who said something to the effect of, you know, within the email said, you know, love the show, blah, blah, blah. The dog running around is a nice touch.
Yeah. That was great. Yeah.
As if we have any control over that. Yes. Okay, let's get, let's do Rafael Sadiq.
Okay.
Let's hear, there were a couple songs he mentioned. Mm-hmm. One was called This World is Drunk.
He's always in three places. Space is undefined. Heart is always racing. But something he will never find. Eyes are black. Black and cold. His soul has been shaken. So shaken.
There you go.
Very nice. Love that. I was just reading about some of his production work, too. He's done a lot of very impressive production work, including some work on Solange's Seat at the Table, which is an incredible album from a few years back.
He's very cool.
Yeah. I got to listen to him more.
Check out the debut album. I mean, you know, all of his records are really good, but I when that debut album came out, it's called The Way I See It in 08, which was a period of time for me. You know, we both talked about this. You kind of have this lull when, like, your kids are little and stuff like that, and you're not listening to as much music. Right. You're not engaged with it the same way, right? But this was a record I remember just, like, latching on to at that time. And I listened to it a lot.
Excellent.
It's great. So, yeah, he's really cool. He's super cool. All right, we'll do a play out with the other song that EPJ mentioned. So, all right. Well, if anybody else would like to call into the show and leave, you know, one message.
Right.
You can call 612-440-1984. You can always also contact us via email, rock@suburbspod.com, or on the social medias, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram. Just find us at Suburbs Pod. Mm-hmm. And again, come to the live show March 4th.
It's going
to
be exciting.
It's going to be rocking.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. It's Rockin' the Suburbs. I'm Jim Lenihan.
And I'm Patrick Foster.
And we'll talk to you guys later.
Yeah, I'm pretty angry I forgot.